Let's go back over to the Gemara itself. The Trei Tamidi of Bar Kappara. So the Gemara brings the story, the Hani Trei Tamidi of Bar Kappara, and they both improved their maskin and progress. And then there was a machlokes between the two Tamidim on which one to make the bracha. One of the Tamidim, the Talmud who actually made the bracha, he made it on the progress, on the shackle. And the other Talmud held that was wrong. He should have made it. He should have made a Bar Pi Adoma. Not so clear. A Bar Pi Adoma on what? On the Kruv, on the Damascus. But he should have made a Bar Pi Adoma. So the Gemara has two sonim. What's the Nekudas and Machlekes? One side is the Machlekes in the issue of Shlokes. That the Talmud who made a bracha on the progress and the meat, he held the Shlokes as Shehakel. So if everything's a Shehakel, so then Chaviv Adif and the meat was Chaviv. And the Talmud who held that he should have made a Bar Pi Adoma held the Shlokes Taka Bar Pi Adoma. And that's Pashto Lingmar. The Bar Pi Adoma comes before Shehakel near B'dvari. That's one side in the Gemara. And the Gemara is another side. The Olam, everybody agrees that Shlokos are Shehakel, which is not the Halacha. But everybody agrees that Shlokos are Shehakel, so it's really all a Shehakel. But the Machlekes was, given that it's all a Shehakel, is Chovev Odev, or maybe if I can't, maybe Kuvah's Odev, because it's Zion. So maybe that's the Machlekes. Yeah. So, first of all, this one nekuda I want to point out, it has to do with the sugya from the previous Amud, which I don't really want to get that much back into. But it's mavur in this Gemara that if shlokas are shahakal, then kruv is also shahakal. That's clear in the Gemara. If shlokas are shahakal, then kruv, being that it's shlokas, would go down to the bracha of shahakal. Chara, it's not so posh. We had before in the Gemara that when the Gemara first brought the Machlokes about Shlokos, so the Gemara said that Rav Chisda said that it really depends on the nature of the vegetable, and it depends. Those vegetables that are shakal when they're raw, so after you cook them, they're Bar Pi Adoma. Those vegetables that are Bar Pi Adoma when they're raw, so after you cook them, they're shakal. And what's an example of something which is shakal when it's raw, and therefore after you cook it, it's Bar Pi Adoma? So the Gemara says kruv. One of the examples is kruv. So we had, at the time, we had this Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, how to understand Rav Chisda's compromise. What does Rav Chisda fundamentally hold on the issue of Shlokos? So Tosis learns that Rav Chisda fundamentally holds that Shlokos are Bar Pi Adoma. For example, on Dvarim that are Tovim Chayim Kemayim V'Sholem, foods that are equally good, cooked or raw, Tosis says Rav Chisda would hold that they're Bar Pi Adoma. Shlokos, his fundamental stance is that Shlokos are Bar Pi Adoma. And that's why Kruv is Bar Pi Adoma, because it's Shlokos, it's Bar Pi Adoma. When it's raw, it's not edible, so then it's Shakel. But when it's cooked, it's a regular shlokas and it's Bar Pi Adoma. So why is it that foods that are Bar Pi Adoma, when you cook them, they go down to shakal, which the Gemara says means tumi ukrasi? Tosfos learns it's a different reason, because tumi ukrasi is garua. After it's cooked, it's garua. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't have any taste. So that's why it's shakal. So lefi Tosfos, it comes out that if you hold the shlokas, that Rav Chisda who says that kruv is Bar Pi Adoma, it's because fundamentally holds the shlokas are Bar Pi Adoma. But if shlokas be shakal, then kruv would also be shakal. So that's fine. So according to Tosfos, our Gemara dovetails very well with the Gemara before. But Rashi learned the Gemara faket. Rashi learned the Gemara before that Rav Chisda's fundamental stance is that shlokas are shakal. That shlokas are shakal. It's not b'milsei koi. It loses the shlokas, it loses its bracha. So why is kruv Bar Pi Adoma after you cook it? So Rashi says, because since it's not edible when it's raw, so the ikar pri is after it's cooked. So that's different than ordinary shlokas. Ordinarily shlokas are go down. Ordinary shlokas are a departure from the ikar pri. But in the case of kruv, shlokas are the ikar pri. So therefore that's an exception to the rule. Kruv doesn't conform to the regular rule of shlokas. So the Rashi is shved, this Talmud, Why do you think that kruv should be shakal, even if he held the shlokas a shakal? But kruv is not like regular shakal. It's not like regular shlokas. Kruv, since it's not edible when it's raw, so zeu ikir period. So it should be bar, even if shlokas a shakal. But kruv should still be bar pi adoma. So for Rashi, it's muchuch that svara that Rav Chisda said that kruv is an exception, and even though shlokas are ordinarily shakal. But kruv, even after you cook it, it becomes a Bar Pi Adoma because they'll ikir piryoy. That svara is not so posh. Rav Chisda held that way, but the Talmud over here in Agamara held not that way. He held that kruv has the regular in the shlokas, and if shlokas is shakal, then kruv is shakal as well. It bears in the previous sugya, because in the previous sugya we saw that even though that was Rav Chisda's svara, But then afterwards we had Rav Nachman Bayitzchak, who said that there were different reports about Rav Eichanan, and said that he holds stock as a shakul of Bar Piyadama, and he said one must be Meshubish, and Ula was Mishtabish because he followed the Rav Yom and Bar Yefes. So he asked at the time, why didn't Rav Chisda answer? Why didn't Rav Nachman Bayitzchak answer? No, Rav Eichanan said both things. Depends what kind of vegetables you're talking about. Kruv is stalkus is maybe. So this might help for that. Maybe Rav Nachman Yitzchak held like this Talmud that if stalkus is shakal, then kruv is also shakal. He didn't hold from Rav Chisda's svar that kruv could be an exception to kruv. He didn't think there are any exceptions. So if stalkus is shakal, then it's shakal period, and then no exceptions are allowed. So then this steer of Yechon and Chrami must be that one is mishubish.
If these two Talmudim are Tanaim, then how could any Amora argue with?
Because Gemara is another. I hear. Because Gemara is another side. What they were arguing about. Well, even though it comes out, the other side was that they all hold shlokas as shakal. Nachum Yitzchak is coming to say that the ikar that he's been kaveh that Rav Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel they all hold the shlokas as barpi adama. So it's hard to say that both of these talmidim were not la'aloch. How could Rav Chisda say that kruv is an exception? I mean, it's not just fair. The kasha is in Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds, again, I'm going in Rashi. Rashi Shita is that Rav Chisda fundamentally holds that shlokas are shahakal. Kruv is an exception to the rule. It's against this Talmud. The answer is Rav Chisda will learn like the other Lashon Gemara that they all held shlokas as shakal, and for Rav Chisda that's fine because Rav Chisda tak held it. Rav Yochanan held the shlokas are shakal, and Rav Chisda held that everybody holds the shlokas as shakal. Rav Chisda says Vani Oymir, there's no machlekas. Rashi learns that there's no machlekas. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, they all held shlokas as shakal. Just Kruv is an exception, so that'll be like the second Lashon in the Gemara. Kruv is an exception, and everybody holds the shlokas as shakal. No, exactly. Still doesn't work because according to the second lesson, where every held shlokas is shahakol, including kruv, but kruv should have been bari piyadama, should have been kaidim anyway. So, fi Rashi is hakatayim and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda who says that really shlokas is shahakol, but kruv is an exception. So it's not like any of the Tanoim over here. Because if you're the first Lashon in the Gemara, they're arguing about the din of shlokas. But if shlokas is shakal, then kruv is also shakal. And if you're the second Lashon, so that's not like Rav Chisda thinks kruv is different. And if you're like the second Lashon in the Gemara, that they all held shlokas is shakal. But it still comes out that kruv is not different. So how can Rav Chisda say that kruv is an exception? It's against these two Tanoim. I mean, could what?
When did Bar Kappar live?
Yeah, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Wouldn't his Talmidim be a Moran?
I'm going to call some Tanoim.
I saw a couple of people take away the Nakan tonight because of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they are?
I forgot what it was called.
Well, it's a little letter here in the Isvahadar. What's this base? Diktike Seifrim. Ikshalosh and Tanoi al Tamili Bakapara. Uh-huh. I hear. The Diktuke Seifim takes out the word Tanoi. Because how could Tamili Bar Kappar be Tanoi? Okay, I don't know the Seder Adaris. When was Bar Kappar?
It says here he was a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
So Tamidim should be already Meroim, like Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, maybe that'll be the Hechuch, that it's not Tanoi. Lefi Rashi, does Rashi say? Is there a remez in Rashi if he's goes lame katanai? No, doesn't say in Rashi. Yeah, interesting. I mean, I suppose theoretically, could say maybe another thing, that maybe Rav Chisda learned a different shot than the Machlekes Tanaim. That Rav Chisda will learn that was good for the Machlekes, that the one who held that if you make a bracha, that they all held that Shlokas is a shakel, and therefore you should make a bracha on the meat, L'chaira. But the other Talmud was Malag held, no, but Kuv is different, so it's Bar Piyadam, it should have been Kaidim. It's not like any of the Shonins in the Gemara, but Rav Chisda could say a different shot in the Machlekes Tanaim. Yeah. If they're not Tanaim, then there's no problem. Yeah. Also, yesterday we pointed out that it's before in this Gemara you cite that a bracha pratis comes before a bracha klolus. I told you yesterday the Rishonim say that at the Bar Piyadam, Bar Piyates, Taisus later on that. On that mem.
Where's the Taisus?
Taisus. John, you would look at the Taisus before. Where was it?
Mem Aleph, I think. Right. With the masculine of Aleph.
Oh. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, Taisus, yes, Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph, Aminul El. It's like a quarter of the way down the Taisus, the beginning of the line. Amin el el gavi uta de bakapar de birchas bari piadoma chashiva tvei mishakl fishim mevureres tvei. And came gam bari piyates chashiva tvei mi birchas bari piadoma. So it's strefing over there. Veishleim it alich chashu bari piyates kol kach mi bari piadoma kumayshe chashu bari piadoma mishakl. So we're in Taisus, other Rishonim also quote this. The bari piyates, and Halacha we also say this. The bari piadoma vis-a-vis Bari Pia Aids vis-a-vis Bari Pia Dhamma is not so chashuv that it should have this kedima. At least not where there's some countervailing consideration. Yeah. So yesterday I discussed Taka. What's the pshat? Why is Bari Pia Dhamma an exception? Why are Bari Pia Aids versus Bari Pia Dhamma an exception to the rule? I said one possibility with the Yerushalmi that the Bari Pi'etz is really not included in the Bari Pi'adama. The reason why the Eved you could make a Hadama and an Eitz, a Bari Pi'adama and a Pri'etz, is not because every Pri'etz is subsumed in the category of Pri'adama. It's because you could ignore the Eitz and look at it as a vegetable. You could look at an apple. You can look at an apple as a vegetable too, because it could be Eisa, like the Yerushalmi Eisa Seilonis Kikashim. But to the extent that you call it a Bari Pi Aitz, it's not a Bari Pi Adama. So maybe that's not called a bracha protus. Or the other possibility is Taisus saying that in the level that it is a bracha protus, but still bracha protus reflects a certain amount of chashivas in Bari Pi Aitz versus Bari Pi Adama is not such a big difference in chashivas. Yeah, the Lashon Taisus maybe is taka mashma, that's what we pointed out. The Lashon Taisus maybe more mashma the second way. I just want to point out the Rambam. I think I don't know if I mentioned yesterday or not. The Rambam is mashmit. Did I say this yesterday? What? No. The Rambam does not bring the din of kedima of being makdim of bracha mevareres. Shacharach brings it. The Rambam does not bring the halacha that a bracha pratus comes before a bracha klalus. Not only by bari piyates and bari piyadama. The Rambam doesn't have that rule. It doesn't have that rule that a bari piyadama comes before a shahakal. When the Rambam gives the list of the dinim of kedima and brachas, Shivas Haminim and so on. The Rambam does not have a rule that a Bari Piyadama comes before a Shakal, that a Bracha Pratis comes before a Bracha Kolos. So why was the Rambam Mashman by us Tzigamarim before Eshes? So it could very well be that the Rambam held that it's against the Gemara Memalef. Like, he didn't hold from Taisa's answer. He thought it says in the Gemara that Bari Piyadama could be said before a Bari Piyates. And it's a bracha pratis, so it could be that lalach. We don't hold from this far. This Talmud of Barkabari had that far, but maybe it's not so much. The Ram doesn't bring a lalach. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi talks about Dermaskin. Let's look at the Rashi about Dermaskin. So look at Rashi. What's Dermaskin? Athem shlokis, ve'esef shikarin akdalsit, belas, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. And kach isi befirish bebekamish leben isi beb yuda, aval kan pirish prunes. Oh, so somebody sent me, but I couldn't open it up. Not everything can I open up on my phone. I have it all locked with filters and whatnot. So I don't know what this is. Somebody sent me a gestro. What does gestro say?
It says it's jujube, which is like a
similar
thing to prunes, but it's also fruit that grows
on
a tree.
Okay, but similar to prunes. Okay. The jujube?
Jujube? I think
J-U-J-U-B-A. Okay. Okay. So whatever it is, but Rashi thinks it isn't. What it can't be prunes. Kach shemati ani v'chein prunes. Says Rashi, v'ev shalamido. It can't be prunes. Or not even juju. Im kain, says Rashi, how could it be? Im kain, hari b'chosi b'er p'eitz. And if it's a b'er p'eitz, heich kodum b'birich ala progius, how could that Talmud, the Talmud who made the broch on the shahakul, who made the broch on the progius, how could he make the broch on the progius, which are shahakul, v'einim k'dvar mamach chashuvim k'nim b'forish v'ozil, progius are not so chashuv like a b'er p'eitz, like you see in the Gemara in the Hemshech. So if they were prunes, okay, so how could this Talmud make a bracha on the progeyos? How can you make a bracha on the progeyos before the prunes? Prunes are a bari p'eitz. Prunes are a bari p'eitz. So how can you make a bracha? How could a shakal come before a bari p'eitz? So Rashi is a peller. Betrager points out Rashi is a peller also. A bari p'edam also comes before a shakal. So kruv should also come before a shakal. I mean, what are you worried about the prunes? The cabbage is bari p'edam. Bari p'edam also comes before a shakal. But the Gemara itself explains that that Talmud held that shlokas go down to a shahakal. So the cabbage, even though it's a bari p'edama, but when you cook it, it goes down to a shahakal. So the same thing with the prunes. If it's shlokas, if you cook it, it goes down to a shahakal. So it's all shahakal. Like, what's the difference prunes and cabbage? Like, this is bari p'edama, this is bari p'edama. If shlokas are shahakal, then p'edama also goes down to shahakal. And if Kregel points out, it's mukhak in the Gemara. Maybe somebody could argue that maybe the end of shlokas, maybe Rashi holds that shlokas only applies to bari p'edamas, but maybe bari p'edamas don't go down to shahakal. It's not true. You see, the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan was mevarach al zayis maliach, and the Gemara brings that as the Gemara's down. Was he making a shahakal with the bari nefashas, or was he making an eitz with an ala eitz? So you see that if shlokas are shahakal, then p'edama is also shahakal. So what does Rashi want? Kruvin, what's the difference? That Talmud held that shlokas is shahakal, so the kruv is a shakal, and the prunes are shahakal, and everything's a shakal, and he liked meat more than he liked prunes. Kegim ends with a tzarchian. Rashi could have said a different raya that it's not talking about prunes, which Tosfos Taka says, which is just from the language of the Gemara, not from what that Talmud was doing. The lush in the Gemara is that the other Talmud, the Malaglik, who thought that you should not make the bracha on the, meat. So the lush in the Gemara is that the other Talmud held that bari p'edama comes before a shakal, because the elder shlokas does not go down to a shakal. So bari p'edama comes before a shakal. We're talking about prunes. The lush in the Gemara should have been that Talmud thought a bari p'eitz comes before a shakal. Why are you talking about bari p'edama? It's not bari p'edama. It's bari p'eitz. Bari p'eitz comes before bari p'eitz. Maybe it's not so terrible because bari p'eitz doesn't necessarily come before bari p'edama, so maybe you like cabbage better than prunes. That Talmud, like the Malaglut, it's not even so the Muchav Tosfos Kasha. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says the Kasha. Dumaskin, Pirush Rashi, prunes. It's interesting. He brings Rashi as saying prunes. V'leinira. He must have had a different Madura Rashi. V'leinira, the Besomach Mashim and the Mavorchan of bari p'edama. The Gemara's Mashma that the other Talmud held that you should not be Makdim the Progius because you should make a bari p'edama. V'him came with them at prunes bari p'eitz bari bruchei. Why was that Talmud? Why did that Talmud think he should make a bari p'edama? He should have thought you make a bari p'eitz. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't like the idea that it's prunes. So okay, that's a different kasha. That's not Rashi's taina. Rashi's bringing a raya from the Talmud who made the broch on the progius. Tosfos bringing a raya. That's very schwer. Kvegas kasha. Tosfos bringing a raya from the Talmud who made the broch on the who did not agree with making the bracha on the progius, who was melagalig in making the bracha on the progius, and just the lush of the Gemara is, because that Talmud held that shlokas are not shakal, they're b'milsayu koi, and therefore bari pri adama comes before shahakol. Why is Gemara saying that bari pri adama? If there were prunes on the plate, then the prunes would have come first, and they were bari pri eitz. So as far as Tosfos kasha is concerned, maybe it's not such a terrible kasha, because maybe that malagleg, maybe the Talmud was malagleg, liked kruv better than prunes. So he would have made a bari pri adama, not a bari pri eitz. The kasha, we Tosfos Mem Aleph says that bari pri adama and bari pri, if you have prunes and cabbage on the plate, you don't necessarily make a bari pri eitz. Maybe you make a bari pri adama because there's no kedima of bari pri. If you like cabbage better than prunes, then there's no kedima to the bari pri eitz. Yeah, but I think Tosfos Rai is how the Gemara know what that Talmud liked. Like the Gemara knew that Talmud liked cabbage more than prunes. Well, he was long dead that Talmud, so the Gemara assumed that. So the Gemara should say that the pastus is bari pri eitz. If you have prunes, cabbage, and meat, and everything is Mosaya Koi, the pastus is the broch you're going to make is bari pri eitz. Why didn't we talk about bari pri adama? Even then it's not so schwer, because the Gemara wants to be non-committal. The Gemara didn't know what that Talmud would like better. But l'kol ha-pachas, he would have made a bari pri adama, not a shach.
The Pnei Yeshu also adds that, in defense of Rashi, why Rashi didn't bring this as his problem, that he could have been the Talmud just being head matic the Lashon the Gemara from the sugya on the previous Amud. Always, we keep on quoting that Man Damar as Bari Pri Adama.
I hear. Also could be. So it's like, Chai Tzara, and Noam, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, just, could it be that the Mashma, the Baruch Alayim, Bari Pri Adama is from the Tzad and the Gemara that one of the Talmidim held that Shlokos would be Hadama? So this would be Ha'eitz. How would you ever write that Shlokos would be Hadama? That
way,
cover both foods.
Right. If shlokas are hadama, then prunes that are cooked, they're also are eitz. In other words, if shlokas are milsayu koi, then cabbage is hadama and prunes are eitz. And if shlokas are not milsayu koi, then everything's shakal.
Right. So then, how would it help for the malagleik to say shlokas are bari pri adama?
How would it help for the malagleik to hold that shlokas are bari pri adama? Because if shlokas are bari pri adama, the lashon should have been that the malagleik held that shlokas are bari pri eitz. So that's Tosfos Raya.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's the Raya? Maybe the Gemara, Shlokas or whatever they are, depending what Priya is. If it's Priya Eitz, if it's a Priya Adama, it's Priya Adama. But that Talmud, the Malaglik held that you shouldn't be making a Shehakel. L'kol ha-pachos, you should be making a Bari Priya Adama. Maybe in a Bari Priya Eitz if you like prunes. But even if you don't like prunes, but l'kol ha-pachos, you're making a Bari Priya Adama. Shehakel, mandoch ha-shmei. So maybe that's why the Gemara talks about Bari Priya Adama. Al Kapanim, not so clear to me what Tosfos Kash is. But Kach, that's not Rashi's diuk. Rashi's diuk is from the Malaglik, not from the Malaglik. Rashi's diuk is from the Mavorach. The Mavorach made the broch on the Progios. Yes, Rashi, how can you make a broch on the Progios? Prunes are bari pri eitz. How can you make a broch on the Progios if you have prunes that are bari pri eitz? What's the Kasha? The same way there were prunes, there were cabbage. Cabbage is also bari pri adama. It also comes before shakel. Elamai, the Gemara itself speaks out because the Mavorach held that shlokas a shakel. So if shlokas is a shackle, then the prunes are shackle, and the cabbage is a shackle, and everything is shackle. So what's the kasha? So some achrayim want to say, I don't remember anymore who, some want to say that it was pasha to Rashi that nobody cooks prunes. So if there were prunes, they were raw. I don't know, my grandmother used to cook prunes. She used to make tzimis out of prunes. Flaming tzimis, yeah.
I think the Kimash of the Gemara in Baba Kama that Rashi quotes,
yeah.
It quotes two mandamars of what the fruit they were talking about. And the first mandamar says it's prunes, and the second one says it's the type of fruit that you cook. So we could say that if it's talking about prunes, you can ask that. The first one is talking about a non-cooked.
Well, I'll tell you that. I didn't look at the Gemara of Baba Kama. Maybe we should look. What's the Gemara over there? Kuf Tezayin. Do you know if it... Let's take a look. What is it? Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis?
The first Rashi.
See, the Amar is Tulashon, or Rashi
is Tulashon?
Through masking, first Rashi brings Prushim. I think that's like Prushim. Loshen Acher, Adreifus, the Esav who anechol b'shlokes kedera. I think it's far from muchach. Rashi, just the Gemara is not talking about shlokos. The Gemara is talking about something else. But the Gemara talks about kruv and durmaskin in some other context. And Rashi says, what's durmaskin? So first he brings lashon that is pushim, which I guess is like prunes. And then he says, and there's another lashon that is some esiv that they cook in the kedera. So you want to be with daikilu, but that prunes are not cooked in the kedera. I don't know, that's muchach. The esiv is, this esiv happens to be cooked in the, Rashi's identifying it. It's the esiv that people put into the chicken soup or whatever. Prunes, everybody knows what prunes are, but that it's loy tachan that somebody should call prunes. Yeah, then is yichalanu loymar. Maybe we can mekayim. We're saying, or we can mekayim this pshat in Rashi, that the Rashi diuk is not that nobody ever cooks prunes. Maybe people do cook prunes, but if it was prunes, then the story would have to say that they were cooked prunes. The Gemara doesn't say that they were cooked. So if it's durmaskin, if durmaskin are this esev, so the Gemara didn't have to say beferish. In telling the story, the Gemara didn't have to say that they were cooked, because it goes without saying, of course they were cooked, because they're only eaten cooked. The same thing with the cabbage. The Gemara doesn't have to say that the cabbage was cooked, because nobody eats raw cabbage. But if it's prunes, so then ikka chasim in a Gemara. The Gemara should have spoken out that the prunes were cooked. So that's a rye that we're talking that book talking about cooked prunes. That could be. Maybe that could be a balabash pshat and rashi, simple pshat and rashi. Not that Rashi means that prunes are never cooked. Prunes might be cooked, but they could also be eaten raw. So the Gemara should speak out. If the Nekudas HaMachlekes here is in Shlokes, so the Gemara should have spoken out that the prunes were cooked, they were cooked prunes. It said Dumaskin Shlukim. It doesn't say that. So it must be something that doesn't need to say it, because it goes without saying that it's the only eaten cooked.
The Gemara says, Dumaskin Pargiot and Shlokes, like at the bottom, it mentions three foods at the beginning, it mentions just Shlokes and Pargiot at the
Again, what?
What would have happened to the prunes? Like, at the end of the Sugya, we say it's only about Shlokos and Pargiot.
Right.
And we kind of,
But I'm saying, when the Gemara brings the Maisa, so the Gemara takes for granted and is trying to explain the Maisa. So it doesn't say in the Maisa that the Damascus were cooked. So the Gemara should have to speak that out. When the Gemara says what they were arguing about, the Malaglik and the Mavarach, and the Gemara might say that the Malaglik held it, that the Mavarach held it, that Shlokas are Shehakol. So the Gemara should speak out, and the prunes were cooked. Why doesn't the Gemara bother to speak that out?
Not saying it does not implicitly state that by just saying Kruv and Dumuskin, that it transitions. It's using Kruv and Dumuskin interchangeably with Shlokas.
Yeah, but again, that's Guf L'Shver, and it's sharing the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara should have to speak that out. The Gemara should make that explicit, that we're making a Nukimta, that the Damaskin were cooked. It's not Mashmah that's a Nukimta. It's Mashmah that was the case, that we always understood that was the case. So Ulai. I think maybe there could be a different thing going on in this Rashi. Well, it's a Chiddush, but in the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi's Lashon altogether needs a Hesper. What does Rashi say? Rashi's asking a Kasha, if it was prunes, so how did the Mavarach make a bracha on the Progoyos? Prunes come first. They're bar priates. So what's the lashon of Rashi? The V'ef shalamid, he says, can't be talking about prunes. Then Cain, harei b'chosi bar priates. Now, the Rechor, what Rashi should say is, and bar priates comes before shakel, because it's a brochum of verse, like the verse later on. But Rashi has a different lashon. Rashi says, v'heich kodem v'birich ala progis, shebichosin shakel. How did he make a bracha on the progis, which are shahakul? Ve'enem kidvarim chashuvim kinim afarish v'azim. So, first of all, let's understand what Rashi is saying. Who's talking about dvarim chashuvim? The nukud is that a bracha protus comes before a bracha klolos. If prunes are, if the maskin are prunes, then they're a bracha protus, spari p'eis, and shahakul, the progis were a bracha klolos of shahakul. A bracha protus is kaidim to a bracha klolos. How did Rashi get into chashivas over here? So, that the answer is poshut. The answer is poshut. Because Rashi l'shitosei. The Rashi learns that the whole din that a bracha protus comes before a bracha klolos is not a general rule because you want to be more specific before being more general. Rashi himself explains in the Dibur HaMaskil of later on, we pointed it out yesterday, Rashi in the Dibur HaMaskil of Melag L'Sovah Shlokas Bari Pi Adoma, says Rashi, it's right halfway down, She Brocha Chashuva La'atzma, Bari Pi Adoma is a Brocha Chashuva La'atzma, L'dvorim Chashuvim, for Chashuva Foods, V'hoyu Lo'y La'akdimoy. So it says in Rashi that the din that a Brocha Protas comes before a Brocha Klolis is not Stam. That's not a rule like, you know, Protas comes before Klolis. A Brocha Protas comes before a Brocha Klolis, that's not even the rule. The rule is that Chashuva Foods come before not Chashuva Foods, and the fact that something has a Brocha Protas is a raya that it's a Chashuva Food. And that's Rashi reads that into the Gemara, that the Gemara, Mar Sova, that it's Shlokas HaBar Pi Adoma, and therefore it's a food that it has a Chashuva Brocha, then the Kuv has a Chashuva Brocha, Bar Pi Adoma, and a food that has a Chashuva Brocha must be a Chashuva Food. So Kuv is a Chashuva Food, and Progios are not a Chashuva Food, because it doesn't have a Protas Dikah Brocha, so therefore Kuv should have come before a Shak. So in Rashi, there really is no rule that a bracha protos comes before a bracha klolos. I mean, in effect, you know, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's what it'll say, but that's not really the pshat in the rule. The rule is that a chashuva food comes before a not chashuva food. But it happens to be that foods that have their own bracha are prima facie more chashuv than foods that don't have their own bracha. So vegetables have their own bracha; they're more chashuv than shloklos, than progius rather, that don't have their own bracha. So that's what Rashi now, we can cut and paste that into the Rashi over here. That's what Rashi is saying. If they're prunes, so they're Bari Priya Eitz. If they're Bari Priya Eitz, so then Dvarim Chashuvim. The prunes are Dvarim Chashuvim. They have a Bracha Bari Priya Eitz. And Progius are not Dvarim Chashuvim. They don't have their own Bracha. Can they be Farish Vazel, like the Gemara says later on? So therefore, prunes that are Dvarim Chashuvim should come before Progius that are not Dvarim Chashuvim. Right, so far, we haven't answered the B'Kegis Kasha at all, but I just want to explain the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi is it. So when Rashi, the way Rashi is asking the question, he's asking the question from his own lights. Not that a bracha protas comes before a bracha klolos. The fact that prunes have their own bracha shows that prunes are a chashuva food. If they're a bari priya, they must be a chashuva food. And progius are not a chashuva food. So prunes should come before progius. That's step one. So now maybe we could take a further step and say a chiddush. But Rashi held that even if shlokas go down to shahakol, but prunes would still be a chashuva food. Even cooked foods would be a chashuva food. Because if prunes are chashuv, as evidenced by the fact that they have their own bracha protis, then they don't lose their chashivas when they're cooked. So they're still chashuv. They're so processed that they're no longer a pri, you can't say it anymore, the bracha, if shlokas are shakol, so they've lost the shem pri, you can no longer say it by pri, because it's already removed and processed from being a pri. But the chashivas, maybe still chashuv. The fact that something is cooked doesn't necessarily mean that it's not chashuv or less chashuv. There are foods that there are foods that taste better when they're cooked. They still shackle after they're cooked. The fact, Rashi holds, that the fact that when it's cooked it loses the, it goes down to being a shackle. Right? This is a chiddush. But Rashi holds the fact, if already prunes are very pi'etz, then that's evidence that prunes are a chashuv food. Once prunes are a chashuva food, then cooked prunes are no less chashuv. So it's a fruit, it's a prune compote. It's also chashuv. Now it's shakel. Yeah, it's shakel because I can't call it anymore a pri. So it loses the special bracha because I can't make it in a bracha bari peitz. But the prunes don't get demoted. The prunes are still a chashuva food. So therefore, well, let me just finish the thought. So therefore, Rashi saying like this, if we're talking about prunes, so prunes are a food that has a bari peitz. When they're raw, they're bari peitz. So if they have a bari peitz, then they're a chashuva food. So even if shlokas is shahakol, it's still shver in the mevarch. How did he make a bracha of shahakol on the progiyos? But prunes are more chashuva than progiyos because progiyos never have their own bracha, and prunes have their own bracha. So they're dvarim chashuvim. I shlokas is shahakol. What does it matter? The shlokas is shahakol. But these shlokas before they came, these prunes before you cooked them and they became shahakol, they used to be bari peitz. So they have the yichus that they're a special food. They're a chashuva food that warrants a special bracha. They're still chashuv. Even though now they're shakel, but they don't lose the chashivas by going down by becoming a shakel. So therefore, prune should come before progius. I saw somebody should ask. Maybe you are asking. Maybe people have their hands up. Yeah.
The first Rashi in the Perek says shemitoch chashivuto kabula beracha la'atzmo v'kenapat. It only gets its own beracha if it's chashuv. But if it's not kashuv, it shouldn't get its own bracha. So
that's exactly what I'm saying. The fact that prunes have their own bracha shows that they're chashuv.
But then they lost their own bracha.
Yeah, but the fact that they ever had their own bracha shows that they're chashuv of a food. If they weren't a chashuv of a food, prunes, they would never have their own bracha. So now it has its own bracha. Yeah, the fact that now you cooked it, you can't say anymore the word pri because it's no longer a pri. So, but it's still chashuv. All right, it comes from a chashuv of a food. So now you processed it, you made it, you embellished it in a way that you can't call it anymore a berry peitz. But it doesn't. It's not less chashuv on account of that. Let me just finish the thought. Because so 1 second. But what about kruv? Kruv. The Gemara says that kruv. If kruv is shahakol, the Gemara says that it would be on the same level as brogius. So why don't I say the same thing with kruv? Who cares that it's shahakol now? But when it was raw, it was bari pi adama.
Wasn't.
Yes, it wasn't. Because the raw kruv is not bari pi adama. Raw kruv is for sure shahakol. That we had in the Gemara before. Kruv when it's raw is for sure shahakol in the Gemara. Because not edible when it's raw. So kruv, if shlokas is a shakel, then kruv is never more than a shakel. Manashach. When it's raw, it's not even edible, so it's for sure only a shakel. And after it's cooked, it's shlokas and it's vayta shakel. So kruv, if shlokas is a shakel, then kruv is never anything more than a shakel. So then it's on the same level of prongius. But prunes, when they're raw, are bari pi'etz. So Rashi held, if prunes, when they're raw, they're bari pi'etz, then how could the mavarach make a brach on the prongius? The progius are never more than a shakel, and the prunes used to be a pari pi'etz. So prunes are a chashuv of food, and progius are not a chashuv of food. And a chashuv of food comes before not chashuv of food. And the lashon of Rashi, I think it goes with Gavaldik. That's why Rashi doesn't ask. Rashi, the Emes Torah in Rashi, why is Rashi talking about, why is he, okay, I explained the lumdus of Rashi. Rashi taught us that the lumdus of a bracha protus is based on the fact that it's chashuv. But he didn't need to introduce that over here. He's going to explain that later on. He should have just said that if it's prunes, it's a bari pi'etz, and a bari pi'etz is a bracha protus, and it comes before a shakel mi'avidvar. Yeah, later on, Rashi explains why a bracha protus comes earlier, because it reflects a greater chashivus. But he didn't need to get into that over here. The lashon Rashi is very much, he doesn't say a word about prunes being a bari, that a bari pi'etz comes before a shakel. The way he asked the kashya is that if it's prunes, then they have a special bracha, then they're chashuv. And progius, they're not chashuv. And chashuv comes before not chashuv. Not everybody we attach for Rabbi Kvega's kasha.
How does Rabbi understand the lashon of after he knows they have a greater set? It sounds like the reason they had a bracha mepratis in the first place is because they had a tzur so pre. We explained the
Rashi before. Rashi before when he says that shlokas a shakol, his lashon is because afkemi milsi legreisa. So that lashon is mashma that being sholok really is a greisa. That's why it loses the bracha. It loses the bracha because it was nigra. The way I want to learn. It loses the bracha because it's not a pre anymore, but it's not garu, it's still chashuv. Yeah, that's a good har. That's not a good har. Doesn't seem so well with the Rashi before. Afkin, Rashi Loshen of Namechesim Eves. When he was explaining Rav Chisda. Kol Yerek Anechel Chai Shetchosu Bari Pi Adoma Sholkoi Afkin Mimilsu Legreyesu.
In general, they're after milsi, but after milsi greisa, then tumi mikarti, because those are after.
Because Rashi's not going with that sheet to tumi kasi, the exception. Rashi, I think, learns that, at least that's certainly how we understood the Rashi. Rashi learns that faket chav chizdel more like shlokos and generally shakel, because kol mili. It's bari pi adama. When you cook it, it's afkim and milse. And then kruv is the exception because that's ikir hapri. I could maybe answer that when Rashi says afkim and milse legreisa, it doesn't mean that the pri became garua. He means that the bracha is nigra. The bracha goes down because it's afkim and milse. It's no longer pri'etz. So the bracha it goes down to the less chashuv of a bracha because it's no longer a pri'etz. The food itself is still chashuv, but I hear it's a stakar. Just took a look at kasha. What I want to say, yeah.
Even if we answer up for like kruv is never going to be better than pergius. How does it help then for Rashi's actual pshat that Tormaskin is like whatever the asiv?
So we'll say that this asiv is not edible raw, and then we can use the Rashi and Baba Kama takas. If assuming it's the same asiv and Rashi and Baba Kama, when he talks about what Tormaskin are. He says it's an asiv that's that you're mavashal in a k'der. So maybe that asiv is also it's a grass, but when you put it in a k'der, it's edible.
Or a force, meaning there's no.
Yeah, we'll have to say that the maskin is a food that's not nechol chayim. shackled when it's chayim.
Tosis even calls it a min krov.
Tosis calls it what?
A min krov.
Tosis calls it. Oh, a min krov. Yeah, Tosis calls it a min krov. Right. I hear. Okay, I'm not sure about this. I hear this aria. Okay, let's see anything else here in Rashi I wanted to talk about. Let's just read through the Rashis anyway. Straiton tam boso v'nase ha-boso chove v'olof progris boso oif shekoyin padraya. Partridge is probably, maybe. Maybe, I was guessing. Zikne enkan. Ha-loi zokan ani v'hoyo loi l'shaleni al eze men yivorech lifter ha-shar aminim. That's a funny lashon. Lifter shara minim. It's not so poshut that he was being paid to the other minim. If they were all shahakol, like that side, like the first side, like the first lashon of the Gemara, the mevarech, they're all shahakol. When he made the shahakol on the meat, he was patur and tackle all of the minim. If he the second lashon of the Gemara, second lashon also, they were all shahakol. They were all shahakol. I hear the mevarech tackle was the mevarech. The Malaglik thought he should have made a bracha on the progis. That would not have patted all the minim. But the Mavarach was making the bracha on the shakal. He was talking making the bracha lifter shar minim. So he should have asked me, al eze mehem yivarach lifter shar minim. It still bothers me. What does Ashi need this for? The din of kedim and bracha is not only when you're coming lifter shar minim. Well, that's just, we'll figure that. The dinim of kedim and brachas comes in two varieties. The dinim, there are dinim kedim when you're coming to make one bracha for all of the minim, on which min to make the bracha. Where later on in the Memal calls that b'chaseim shavos. I have a lot of foods that all have the same bracha, but on which one should I make the bracha? But you also have dinim kedim by ein b'chaseim shavos. That's the sugya later on in Memal. We have a bayir, you have a shahakol and a bayir p'eitz. And you have different minim, and you're going to make several brachas, but which bracha should you make first? And there's dinik dima there also. You see in Agamar that the according to the first Lashon Gemara, the Malaglik held, he should have made a Bari Pri Adama first. But he would still have to make a shakal afterwards. So he should have made the Bari Pri Adama before the shakal. So dinik dima are not only when you come into Pat the Shara Minim. Dinik dima go are sometimes yes, sometimes not. Why does Rashi inject their Bakapara held, he should have asked me which bracha to make lifter a shara minim. And it happens to be true, the Mavarach made a shakal and everything, but he should have asked me altogether what to do. He should have asked me how to pat the shara minim. A little bit bothers me. Anyway, look. V'dvarim halolo ein aboim lafas sapas. Rashi adds something. V'dvarim halolo ein aboim lafas sapas. Ela shaloi machmas asud vein boim. V'amirin lakamon detun a bracha lifnei vein apas petroslim. What's this Rashi? Rashi's bothered. Why were they making brachas here at all? In the middle of a Suda, Hamaitzi, doesn't Hamaitzi pater everything? So Rashi answers that the Gemara later on has a rule that Hamaitzi only paters Dvorim that are boim machmas ha-Suda. Dvorim that are not machmas ha-Suda are not exempted by the Hamaitzi. So there's a machaikas Rashi and Tosis later on over in Daf Memal. What does that mean? What's called Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Asuda, and what's called Dvarim Haboyim Shalei Machmas Asuda? Rashi learns Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Asuda means things that you put on the bread itself. You spread on the bread. They're malafas safas. So that's exempted by the Hamaitzi. So peanut butter is exempted by the Hamaitzi. The cream cheese is exempted by the Hamaitzi. The cream cheese and lox is exempted by Hamaitzi. But Dvarim Haboyim Shalei Machmas Asuda means things that you eat not on top of the bread, not as a sandwich. So if you have you have meat at the table, or you have a chont, or you have other things at the table, so the hamaitzi doesn't pater them because they're not dvarim haboyim machmas asuda. They're not things that you're not making a sandwich. They're things that you're eating separate from the bread. And taisus is chaylik. Taisus is anything that's eaten as part of the meal. That's how we pass them. Anything that's eaten as part of the meal is exempted by the hamaitzi. And dvarim haboyim shaloi machmas asuda means like peiros, things that are not part of the soyed part of the suda. They're like outside of the. They're not the meat and potatoes of the sugar. So Rashi is bothered. Why? How could one make a bracha for the other? I mean, why did they make brachas at all? What were they doing if you're making brachas? What they made amaisi? Why are they making brachas? So I said, no, it's not a kasha because kruv and progius, all of these things, they weren't eating sandwiches. They had bread and they had other foods, and the other foods needed their own bracha. So, MS, there's R and Rashi. So Rashi the Shitasa. But why does Rashi need this? Who said they were eating a suda? Who says there was bread at the table? Who told Rashi that they were eating bread? Rashi takes for granted that they were eating bread. So he's bothered if they're eating bread, so why do they have to make separate brachas? So he says, because it's varim abayim shaloi machmas asuda, it's not sandwich foods, so therefore they have to make separate, they needed their own brachas. What did Rashi get? Why did Rashi need noodles? He said Rashi, for some reason, took for granted that they were eating bread. Top shot. Anybody have any suggestions?
Maybe he viewed lefanov?
Viewed lefanov, I can't be a viewed lefanov for acid with bread. So we'll see. We'll come back to this. Yeah, this
stage. Well, maybe that leaves the second shalach of mitzvah chalik, and where brachas Rashi holds that even brach rishona, it's a mitzvah chalik, and now one person shouldn't be brach, but the other ones. And Tosas even asks on Mehamed Aleph that we see from this story that by brach rishona you can be mivarach one for another. So it could be that Rashi held that if that's true, but in the context of a suda, when there's three people eating together, then you might have...
Oh, you're saying it's... I had a different thing in mind. Also, al derech zeh, but you're asking from Shleisha Shachtel. Where's the thesis?
Second last one in Mehamed Aleph, Dimasu Zahn.
Rashi holds, Rashi seems to hold that shnayim she'ochlu ke'echad, one can't be made to the other. You need a zimun for bracha rishayna too. And Taisus assumes that Bakapara wasn't eating. Taisus asks and Rashi, over there in Memhei, Taisus asks and Rashi, by the story with Bakapara, there are only two. So they didn't have a zimun. So how can one make the bracha for the other? So it must be that Rashi's wrong. It's not din of zimun by bracha rishayna. But what did Rashi gain if they were eating bread? But bread also needs a zimun. Hamaisi also needs a zimun.
But you could say, meaning, Tosas even raises the possibility that Akapara was eating, meaning it says, if there's two, so then there's nothing.
So if Akapara was eating, they don't eat bread?
No, maybe Rashi thinks that by... meaning it's shnayim shalachlu.
Even when you have three, it has to be Hamaisi.
Yeah.
I can't be Maitsi. You can't be Maitsi stam in Bichas Aperis. So that I don't think could be true, but that has to do with what I wanted to bring in. Well, let's go into Tosas. Let's talk about Tosas, and then we'll see. We'll try to connect it to what you're bringing up. Tosas says over here, "Nosim b'kaparos shus le'echad meim levarach." Says with Tosas, "V'nir demari b'brocha shel afanov." Dibur shel achav ramin and de'em izamnen al aperis. Can't be might see somebody else in Bichas Aperis, Bracha Achrayna. Bracha Achrayna, you need to have a... That's number one. That's halacha. To make a... I can't be might see you in benching. If we have a zimun, I can be might see you in benching. Bracha ala michio, ala Paris, there's no zimun for Paris. So that's for sure, I cannot be might see you in ala Paris or ala michio. Ala michio, everybody has to make on their own. assuming they all know how to make, if one is a boor, doesn't know how to make an alamichir, then I could be mitzim in alamichir or in benching. But assuming that you know how to read and you could open a bencher, and sometimes you see people do it. They make an alamichir, one person makes an alamichir for everybody there. If there's only, it's not right. Mishagur says it's only okay if like the other people don't know how to make an alamichir. But if the other people know how to make an alamichir, then it's not right. So that's Tosfos says it can't be done with bracha chayin, it's done with bracha rishon. Okay, but then Tosfos continues. I mean, I don't know what Tosfos is writing. Gemara said bar piyadama. How does it happen? Just done with bracha chayin. The Gemara says the issue is bar piyadama. Shakol bar piyadama. I don't know why Tosfos needs to prove even it's done with bracha rishon. It's beforeish lumar. There. But then Tosfos continues and he says, "Umayir behesebu." It must be that they had a sebu, because without a sebu, they couldn't be mates each other in Bracha Rishayna. For anu ein lanu shum haseba al pas, but we don't do a sebu except by pas. L'chein tzorech levorech kol echad al dover min al dover hem beperes hem beyayin. So what's all this about? This has to do with the Gemara later on. Mem Gimel. It says like this. Let's take a look at the Gemara from Gimel Amal. The Mishnah says that in order to be mitzi others in hamitzi, you need hasebu. You need hasebu. Hasebu echad mevarach l'kulam. It says how the Mishnah says the bottom in base. How you yoshin kol echad mevarach la'atzmi. Hasebu echad mevarach l'kulam. That's a halacha. In order to be mitzi other people in hamitzi, or bichasamozin for that matter, we need to have a seba together. Yishayim seba is mana, because you need to make a kvius. Yishayim seba is mana zeh, we don't have a seba, so for us it's enough to be sitting together. And if, as long as we're sitting together, I can be mitzi you in hamitzi. If we're, even if it's mana zeh, if we're standing, I can't be mitzi you in hamitzi. We have to be at least sitting together. Some yishayim hold at the same table. But midina gemara, you have to have a seba. So the gemara says, seba echem erach l'kulam, zok the gemara, omer rav. This is Megimel Amar Aleph. Omer Rav Leishoner LePas Deboy Hasebo. Aval Yain Leiboy Hasebo. Avyechon Omer Afil Yain Nami Boy Hasebo. Ikedami Omer Rav Leishoner LePas Mahani LeHasebo. Aval Yain LeMahani LeHasebo. Avyechon Omer Afil Yain Nami Mahani LeHasebo. So what do we have? We have Machlekes Rav and Avyechon. Two Leishoners. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that bread needs Hasebo. It says that bread needs Hasebo. Without Hasebo, I can't be Meitzi when I'm Meitzi. And the Mishnah also implies that bread, it helps to have a seba, and if we do have a seba, then I could be mitzi you and I mitzi. In other words, we could divide logically. The Mishnah is saying two statements. Without a seba, I can't be mitzi you and I mitzi. And with a seba, I could be mitzi you and I mitzi. So the Gemara is the Machlekes is Rav and Rav and Yochanan. Well, what about wine? Rav is not, if Yochanan is not mechala between wine and bread, wine and bread are the same. Rav is mechala between wine and bread. But there's two lashonis in which direction is the mechala. What? According to the first Lashon Gemara, Rav is saying that by wine, obviously wine people are kaveh on less than, the derech on wine is to be kaveh less than on bread. So the first Lashon holds that by wine, since it's not normal to be kaveh on it so much, so you don't need haseba, you don't need kvius, you don't need haseba, I can be made to you without a kvius. Since people drink wine casually, and it's not a good, that's the normal way to drink wine, is to drink it casually without a seba, so I could be mitzi and birchas hayayin without a seba as well. Bread, that the normal way to drink it is only by seba b'kvius, so to be mitzi, we need a seba b'kvius. Wine, which is not necessarily only drunk with a seba b'kvius, so I could be mitzi even without a seba b'kvius. That's Rav. And Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no difference. Even wine needs to have a seba. The second Lashon says that Rav said just the opposite. By bread, that it's normal to have a seba, to have a kvius, so you could create a kvius, and I could be mitzi you. By wine, where it's not normal to be kveyah together, so even if we tried, it doesn't work, and if there's no kvius together, then I cannot be mitzi you. So therefore, by wine, there's no, I cannot be mitzi you in the bracha of bar pekoven. Even if we try to be meisiv, it's not going to help. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even by wine, a seba helps. So it comes like this, if we're only focused, as far as wine is concerned, the difference between the two lashonis, lemaisa, is only in Rav. In Rav Yochanan, both lashonis come to the same thing. Rav Yochanan, Rav says, in the first lashon, Rav says, wine doesn't need hesebel. And the second lashon, Rav says that by wine it doesn't help hesebel. So those are obviously two different, very opposite things. So in Rav, we're going 180 degrees. The first lashon, Rav says wine doesn't need hesebel. It can be made without hesebel. And the second lashon, Rav is saying that wine, it doesn't even help to do a seibel. So you can never be mitzing wine at all. But in Rav Yochanan, the two lashonis come to the same thing. And the first lashon of Rav Yochanan says, wine needs a seibel. And the second lashon of Rav Yochanan says, wine helps a seibel. So it comes to the same thing. Wine needs a seibel and it helps a seibel. The same as bread. Bread needs a seibel and it helps a seibel. Wine needs a seibel and it helps a seibel. The halacha we pass in like Rav Yochanan. So the chayra, the halacha, there really shouldn't be any difference here between the two lashonis because there's a difference in Rav. In Rav, they're 180 degrees opposite to two lashonis. But in Rav Yochanan, they come exactly to the same thing. However, the Rosh says that actually, even though we pass like Rav Yochanan, in which case it seems to not matter which lashon we pass like, says the Rosh, no, actually it makes a very big difference. Because the Gemara only talks about wine. What about other things? What about Paris? Do they need Hesebel? Does it help Hesebel? Says the Rosh, well, it depends. According to the first lashon in the Gemara, the logic of the first lashon is the less people are kavei on something, the easier it is to be meitzi. So Rav and Rav Yochanan argued about wine. Rav said wine doesn't need hesebo, and Rav Yochanan said because it's so easy to be, because it's not if people aren't kavei on it so much, so it's normal to eat it without a kavias, so wine doesn't need hesebo. And Rav Yochanan said, no, even wine needs hesebo. But what about other foods? What about Paris? Then even Rav Yochanan will agree that it doesn't need a seibel, and you can be mitzi in Paris without a seibel. But according to the first lashon, according to the second lashon rather, the more something is eaten without a kviyas, the more something is eaten casually, the harder it is to be mitzi. So Rav says that wine, it helps to do a seibel. It does not help to do a seibel, rather. It doesn't help to do a seibel. And Rav Yochanan says, no, by wine it helps to do a seibel. But other things, even Rav Yochanan would agree that it doesn't help to do a seibel. So therefore, says the Rosh, there's still going to be a big nafkamina halacha between the two lashonis and the Gemara. According to the first lashon, by wine, Rav Yochanan says it needs a seibel and it helps a seibel. But what about Paris? According to the first lashon, Paris will not need a seibel, even according to Rav Yochanan. According to the second lashon, by Paris, it won't even help a seibel, even according to Rav Yochanan. So it comes out that according to the first lashon, Paris don't need a seibel, and according to the second lashon, Paris, it doesn't even help a seibel. And how do we paskin? I think the Rosh paskin is that it doesn't help us. Let me just double check. I don't want to misspeak. That's how I recollect. Oh no, he said that way. So he says that v'halocha gilish nekama. Halacha is like Lishna Kama. Paris don't need a seibel. Nechein muchach mi ma'isik de bakapar. He brings right from the ma'isik bakapar with the two talmidim. Da'isik ha'mayu to maskin shloka isu progeyes. To maskin. Where were the to maskin? Peter gives it to maskin. Kruv should be. Kruv dur maskin in progeyes. V'noshin rishus le'echel levarach. The Rosh Taka Paskin is like the first lashon. Cool. That Paris and that lechem and yayin needs a seiba for me to make a bracha for you, but shad dvarim, like the first lashon, the less it's eaten b'kvias, the easier it is to be mitzi. So shad dvarim, I could be mitzi even without a seiba. Means you're from back apart. Because going to the second lashon, it wouldn't even help a seiba by here it wasn't lechem and it wasn't yayin. It was shadvarim. So going to the second lashon, says the Rosh, it wouldn't even help a seiba. How could one be might see the other? Without a, you need a seiba, and there's no seiba for, there's only a seiba for lechem and yayin. So it must be that we pass in like the first lashon, that by shadvarim you don't even need a seiba. So therefore the Tamidim were able to meet each other without a seiba. That's what it says in Rosh. Chash clear. I know the island didn't saw the ceiling tomorrow. So now, what about Taisus? Taisus says that the case over here must have been that they made Haseba. Because otherwise, how would they mitzi each other? What's Taisus talking about? Marasha. According to the first lashon, by Shad Varm, you don't even need Haseba. And according to the second lashon, by Shad Varm, it doesn't even help Haseba. So what does Tosfos mean that they did a seva? Marsha. A seva is lemalav of lemer. A seva is only by lechem and yayin. By shai dvarim, according to the first lashon, leboy a seva. According to the second lashon, lemahani a seva. Kach e kach, a seva doesn't make a difference. It's mukhach that Tosfos is chaylik on the rosh. And then are we showing more chaylik on the rosh? The Rashba there in the Sugim and Gimel is chaylik on the rosh. And the Rashba says that Shai Dvarim are the same as Yayin. Shai Dvarim are the same as Yayin. Gemara talked about Yayin L'Ravusa. That even Yayin, Rav says it doesn't help the same. But there's no third category. Whatever Yayin is, Shai Dvarim are too. And therefore, if you hold like the second Lashon, you'll hold like the first Lashon. Well, and then, according to Rav Yochanan, we pass like Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Yochanan, what's the din by Yayin? There's no. I said before, according to Rav Yochanan, by Yayin, the two Lashon has come to the same thing. It helps a Seba and it needs a Seba. According to the Rashba, Shai Dvarim are exactly the same as Yayin. It helps a Seba and it needs a Seba. So that's what Mishlama Taisus holds like the Rashba also. That Shai Dvarim need a Seba, but it helps a Seba. So that's what Taisus says, that therefore they must have had a Seba. Upon him, I thought that this is maybe the Pshat in Rashi. That Rashi held, like the Rosh, that by Shai Dvarim, according to the Lishna Basra, it doesn't even help a Seva. Maybe Rashi held like the Paskin, like the second Rosh. So Rashi was bothered, how are they might see each other altogether? By Shai Dvarim, according to the second Rosh, a Seva doesn't even help. So you cannot be Maisi without it. You can only be Maisi with the Kriyas. And you only have a Kriyas by Lechem and Yayin. And by Shai Dvarim, there's no Kriyas. So according to Rashi, maybe it's not even possible to be Maisi for one person to be Maisi another unless they had to be Maisi another. Only by bread. But it wasn't bread. So therefore, Rashi had to learn that there must have been bread over here. So if there was bread, then they had a Kriyas. So Rashi was bothered. Well, if there was bread and they had a Kriyas, then why did they have to make a Bar Piyadom? Why did they have to make a Shakal? Doesn't bread cover everything? Rashi answers the Shitas, no, bread doesn't cover everything. Bread only covers what you put in a sandwich. According to Tosfos, on the other hand, it can't be that there was bread. Because if there was bread, then Tosfos holds that Dvarim Abayim Machmas HaSuda is not only sandwich foods, it's the meat and the potatoes, everything's covered by the bread. So if this was in the middle of a Suda, they wouldn't need to make brachas at all. So it must be it was not in the middle of a Suda. Well, if it wasn't in the middle of a Suda, then how would they might see each other? Teretz says that Tosfos says, Shitas, with the Cheshbon and the Sugin Mem Gimel, that they had a Seba. If they had a Seba, then they had a Kviyas. And Tosfos holds, apparently like the Rashba, that bread is the same as, that other foods are the same as Yayin, and therefore a Seba helps for other foods too. Right, now going back to the Gemara that Sage is pointing out, Rashi Shita is by Mitzvah L'Chalak, Mitzvah Shnayim, Mitzvah L'Chalak, Rashi says, even by Hamaitzi, if you have two people, they should make their own brachas. How's Rashi going to learn over here? The story with Bar Kappa. There were two people all together in the Mitzvah L'Chalak, even by Hamaitzi, it's a Mitzvah L'Chalak. Either will say that Rashi holds mitzvah l'chalak is only taka by bread, but other foods is not a mitzvah l'chalak. It's a little hard to understand how that could be. Where he held the back of I was eating too? There were the three. Okay. A kapanim. This chayz method is very gishmak. That Rashi comes out Tosfos l'shitasei, and Rashi, not exactly l'shitasei, but Tosfos l'shitasei. Taisel Shitasa can't. Rashi was bothered by what's going on over here. How were they mitzi? Where was the kfiyas together? The Gemara Daf Mem Gimel says that lechem and yet that even according to Rav Yochanan, the second lashon holds that you need a seva. And maybe Rashi will like the Rosh that it only helps a seva by lechem and yayin, but by other foods it doesn't even help a seva. So the Rashi al koch had to learn that there was bread. And if there was bread, so Rashi was bothered. So why were they making brachas all together? So Rashi answered, "L'shitosoy that hamotzi only patters was on a sandwich, but foods are not on the sandwich. Hamotzi doesn't patter. Very good. So that's Rashi. Taisus can't learn that way because Taisus holds that lechem patters everything that's in the sudo, even the meat and the potatoes. So Taisus has to learn that there was no bread. Well, if there was no bread, then how would they mitzi each other all together? So that's Takli Rosh. The Rosh on Daf Mem Gimel says that's a raya that we must pass in like the Mishnah Kama. That by Shar Dvarim, you don't even need a Seva. Taisus apparently holds that doesn't have the chiluk between Shar Dvarim and Yayin. Taisus holds that Yayin is the same as Shar Dvarim. And the din by Yayin is clear in Rav Yochanan that it needs a Seva and it helps a Seva. So Taisus holds Shar Dvarim also needs a Seva and it helps a Seva. So it's all Taisus that you have to have that over here. The case must be that they did a Seva. Okay, we'll stop here.
Awesome.